This is M&N Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild are back on the ice tonight. They continue a five-game road trip. They play the Rangers at the world's most famous arena tonight, Madison Square Garden. Minnesota's hoping to stop a three-game skid, and head coach John Hines says he liked how his team played in the overtime loss at Philly on Saturday night more than the first two games of the road trip, in Dallas and in Washington. He says there's still more to get, though, for his team.
We talked about it yesterday and today, just about playing a little bit faster, coming out of our own end, and then in the neutral zone. When we're playing our best hockey, where we can lean on teams a little bit more, we can play a quicker game, good support, a little bit more predictable in how we want to play, and then, you know, we can put some teams under duress and control some territory for longer periods of time.
Wild player Ben Jones will be playing in Madison Square Garden for the first time in his career.
Super exciting. You know, it's kind of something that you always dream of, is trying to play in front of fans at MSG and get the opportunity to do that tonight. So looking forward to kind of soaking it all in. But obviously, you know, you can't be, you know, too distracted by it. Obviously enjoy the moment, but at the end of the day, you got to win a hockey game.
The puck will drop tonight at 6. The Timberwolves open the regular season at Portland on Wednesday night. They're off until then. Football, the Vikings lost to the Eagles yesterday in Minneapolis 28-22, dropping the Purple to 3-3 on the year. Minnesota head coach Kevin O'Connell was asked after the setback yesterday if quarterback Carson Wentz would be the starter again on Thursday when the team plays the Chargers in Los Angeles.
First and foremost, I thought he competed and got to see how he comes out. Health-wise, took some, you know, he had to use his legs there a couple times on the last drive. We'll see how he turns over. You know, I know Max was ready to go and JJ was the emergency three, but JJ was able to get some work last week. We'll see how he feels as well. On a short week, we're going to, you know, put together the best plan we can. And that's also includes the players available to us.
So no real commitment at this point. Thursday's game will kick off at 7:15. This is M&N Sports.